welcome back to another episode of Problems with Nature Podcast, episode 1 to be exact. I haven't said that in a while. It's season 2. That means I'm doing new things on the podcast. Hello. I'm sorry, Nathan. I'm kind of new at this, so I'm trying to get everything figured out right now. So hopefully we can just do this smooth. Okay, hey, Nathan, can you hear me well?
Yeah, I hear you, Luba.
Okay, great. Okay, great. I'm just trying to make sure everything is set up. Like I said before, this is my first Instagram live, even going live in, like, out of social media, like on my private pages. Okay, so let's get started. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Spotify original podcast, Problems of a Teenager Podcast, episode 1 to be exact. It's season 2. That means I'm going to do new things, new virtual experiences, new recording episodes, and more. I'm Keon Williams, host, entrepreneur, and writer. Today is our first ever live podcast. I'm so excited to be doing new things on this podcast. It may be our first, but I promise you and trust me when I say it won't be our last. Today I have a surprise for you all. We have international TikTok star Nathan, and I still don't know your last name.
It's Bahina.
Bahina. He's literally the $1 million kid, but I'll let him tell you a little bit more about that.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for having me. My name is Nathan Dehina. I'm 20 years old. I'm from Orlando, Florida, and I do funny TikTok videos, but also go to college as well. And it's kind of self-explanatory why they call me the $1 million kid. I mean, just look at my face. It's not the best, but we're getting there.
Yeah, we're getting there. All right, great introduction. I can't wait to learn about you and what you do on TikTok. For everyone who doesn't know what TikTok is, I guess you were living under a rock. But let me explain. TikTok is a video sharing focused social media service by a Chinese company by Dance. The social media platform is used to make a variety of short form videos from genres like dance, comedy, and education that has duration from 15 seconds to 30 minutes. Oh, no, 3 minutes. Oh, I mean, I thought I'd seen a 30 minute video before. Or was that one? Oh, that was probably a lie. TikTok has over 2 billion downloads with over 35 languages. But sadly, the app has received a lot of backlash over the last past few years with comedy app Gen Z and also more that has racist videos and racist remarks and rude comments and all kinds. But Nathan has always been able to have a way of keeping people to laugh. You know, just make him have fun. You know, he is offending not anyone but himself. All right, but enough about TikTok. Let's get to the question. So I actually told some of my guys in the Patreon about this. So if you're not my Patreon, everyone, then you had not gotten a notification. But I asked my fans, what questions did I ask Nathan? I give them your Instagram, your Snapchat, and everything. I'm not your Snapchat, your TikTok. I don't even know your number. But, yeah, I gave them your social media profiles. And then once I did that, everyone was, okay with everything that was going on. So let's get to the questions. What's your goal as a social media influencer?
I think my goal is kind of just, to inspire everyone, but also kind of like put my own twist to it so to make everyone laugh, because growing up, I always like to make people laugh. They always like call me the funniest person in the family, which I don't believe. So I kind of like, I want to inspire you, but also in a fun way that's just not like boring. So yeah, I think overall the main goal is just to inspire people as much as I can, regardless if they have a facial deformity or, inspiring you to do your homework or brushing your teeth. Any type of inspiration I can provide for you is my ultimate goal. And that is, the biggest and most, best feeling in the world.
Okay. We need more social medias like that who's not, social media influencers, who's not in it for the money, in it for the fame, in it for any of that, but trying to make a change within the social media entertainment community and just for more people to themselves and to come out and to do what they have to do. All right, perfect. So were you ever bullied? That's one of the good questions. Were you ever bullied? Because I know on TikTok you said you weren't never bullied. It was somewhere ever I heard when you said that.
Oh yeah, so yeah. I probably did say it, but yeah, I was never bullied growing up. Like, I think my and all talks to my parents, you know, and obviously my friends, that my parents, you know, instilled in me that I was no different than anyone else. And honestly, like, the environment I grew up in, my elementary, my middle, and my high school, I felt were so good that, like, I was never once bullied. I mean, you know, I got into my fair share of arguments here and there. And, of course, kids are going to, you know, pick on my face because it's, like, the most easiest thing to talk about in an argument. But, I mean, other than that, I mean, it wasn't really, like, I just never felt bullied. I was able to stick up for myself. I think I just showed people I look different, but I'm really not different. I'm just the same as you. And I mean, honestly, if I'm not gonna lie, a lot of the roasts that people would tell me, like when we were arguing, I used for my videos. So like, I remember in middle school, me and this kid were arguing, and he told me I looked like a half step on cockroach. And I'm not gonna lie, I was laughing. Like, if you make a good roast, I'ma laugh. So I ended up using that for one of my videos like a month ago. I used like his line. So yeah, the video. Appreciate you.
Yeah, I know. I seen it. I watch all of your videos. Like, every single video that you post, I'm probably the first people on TikTok to watch it. Unless it gets shadow banned and taken
down. I know, bro. I've been lacking. I posted a video the other day and got taken down. And I was like, oh, my God. And, like, right now it's kind of scary to post a video because a lot of people are getting banned.
Yeah, it is.
So it's like, I don't know. But, no, sometimes you just like, hey, YOLO. And just,
yeah, and if you can't do that, always just take your TikTok videos and post them on Instagram.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, so since you're not getting bullied, I doubt you'll probably understand, you know, some of the things that other people who's getting bullied go on. But what do you say to those teenagers or young adults who are getting bullied in this world?
I think, like, the first major thing when someone's getting bullied is I think the first line of action should just be telling other people your problems, you know, venting. And it sounds so corny, and I understand that. And I know it's people get insecure when they tell other people they're getting bullied, which, I mean, you know, it's part of it happens. You're not the first and you won't be the last, but I think the first line of defense is telling someone that you are getting bullied, expressing your feelings, because the longer you keep them bottled up, the worse they get. And I think, honestly, bullying just lies on a person's lack of confidence. So the person getting, like, bullying a person, it usually lacks self-esteem, confidence. So now they try to, like, I guess you can reflect their lack of self-confidence onto someone else. One of them can feel the same as them. So, I mean, like, for me, like I don't like to promote any of this, but, like, it's just how I was raised, you know. Like, if I ever got bullied, I'm going to stick up for myself. I'm going to talk back. And, you know, if we ever got to kick it outside, we're going to kick it outside. But don't do what I do. Just, I would say for sure, obviously, and, again, it sounds so corny, but you have to tell a parent. And I think now bullying is more important than ever. And I think people are starting to realize the effect that it has on these young kids, especially now with social media and all that. It's important to mentor people and not keep your feelings and your emotions bottled up, because one day they're just going to explode.
Okay, got you. I understand that so completely. Okay. Like, all right. So how much do you, like, get banned on TikTok? Because I was confused to really ask this question about it, because, like, I mean, shadow banning is, like, really, it's really blocking social media, and even the good social media influencers who's not doing good things. So, like, yeah, what's your opinion on shadow banning?
Shadow ban is kind of tricky. I think, I kind of looked into it at one point. I feel like, well, I think one of the misconceptions a lot of people have is, like, they think they're shadow banned, but in reality, I mean, like, their content was never, like, you know, like, it was, like, I don't, like, I'm not dissing anyone or anything. But, you know, their content was never, like, up to par, like, you know what I mean? But shadow ban, like, because TikTok and, like, usually most social medias never, like, say, oh, we have a shadow banning system. I think usually in TikTok, like, their type of shadow banning is just, like, taking down a lot of your posts. And for some people, like, I have this one guy that I watch on TikTok that get kicked down a lot of his videos, and he bans his page all the time for no reason. and he's hilarious. And I feel like when I watch, he's not doing anything offensive. So, I mean, my opinion on it is like, I think they just need to have a better system for it. But again, when you have billions of people on your app, and it's only one, like, kind of like one operating system, it's not gonna flow flawless. It's impossible. So it's just kind of, you have to take the good with the bad.
Look at that. Okay, great. All right. So y'all, like, I'm really happy for right now because no one has like came on the live, because I was like, oh nigga, what if somebody come on the live? What if somebody come on the live? What if somebody?
Yeah, I know. That's why I just make sure, because if I jump off my main account, I would have so all my friends and stuff bugging me. And I was like, no, I just want to focus and answer these questions.
Yeah, I'm so happy no one joined the live, because I could just like post it on Instagram, Facebook, and all my other social media devices without people coming in. Okay, great. So, hey everyone, you know what time it is. So make sure you go get your chips, soda, candy, and if you want more Problems of a Teenager podcast, make sure you go to our Instagram page at Problems of a Teenager podcast and follow us and click the link down below and in our bio for more updates and social media updates and special episodes of Problems of a Teenager, like this one, the virtual reality experience. I just have never done this before. So if you want more of these, make sure you go listen to us right now. And don't forget, this video and podcast is sponsored by Anchor. Anchor made free podcasts free, totally fast and easy. It's the best. Seriously, I use it all the time. All right, let's take a 5-second break. Sorry, y'all, we had to take a 5-second break because the thing in Anchor, like, because when I record, the people who's not looking at this right now can't actually see everything, so that's why I'm doing it like that. But, I mean, it's all okay because they'll have time to look at it. My followings on Problems of a Teenage Podcast on Instagram and Facebook, like, literally anytime you can come follow us and watch it. Like, seriously, it's going to be the best. All right, so, Nate, are you ready?
I'm always ready.
All right, great. So have you ever had this part of your life or time in your life to where you were depressed?
I would never say I was depressed, but there was a point in my life where I just didn't feel me. And I think it was my first year of college, so my second semester of college, so I think it was around January-ish. And I don't know, I just lost, like, I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life, like, and I just had, like, no motivation to really do anything, so I was, like, really down for, like, a week or two, and I remember, like, looking at videos kind of like, what to do in life, because I've always known my purpose, or I feel like I do know my purpose, which was always to inspire people, but, like, I was just always trying to find the how. So I remember starting college, and I'm pretty sure it's because I was just being lazy and a wimp. It was really why, because I didn't want to put in all that work. So then after like the week or two went by, I kind of realized that, you know, like, anything you want in life, you got to work hard for. And luckily, I think social media kind of came into play as well. So that gave me a lot of motivation and purpose to do something. And now it's like, now I'm just freaking, it's like, now I went from not knowing what I want to do to working towards two dreams at the same time. Eventually, I'm going to have to choose one, but as of right now, I couldn't ask for any better, and I thank God.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I understand that. And is that why you started making TikTok videos?
Actually, no. So the reason why I started making TikTok videos is when I was younger, everyone always, like, my family and my sister would always tell me, like, hey, Nate, you should, do social media, like, and they would, like, post YouTube videos on, like, motivational stuff and inspiring people. But I guess I would say, like, I was never confident enough. Like, I kind of felt like it was cringe, and, like, it's YouTube, so it's, like, so big that, like, it would be hard to get my name out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think the end of 2019, I think, right? Which when TikTok was really blowing up, I remember asking my friends, I was like, hey, yo, you know, if you think I start this TikTok stuff, you know, you think I'll blow up? Because I just felt like my sense of humor and my, like, I have no filter when it comes to comedy. Like, I just do whatever I want. And, like, I feel like no one's ever really seen that on the internet. I felt like I had something to offer that they've never seen. So they were like, yeah, I think so, I think so. So yeah, just one day after like a soccer game, we filmed one video and I remember 2,000 views. And I was like, oh, I was hyped, bro. I felt like Charlie D'Amelio. We were hyped, and then like exactly a month later, I come home from college, kind of like around the time where I was kind of like lost, but I was bored. And I was like, no, let me make another video. So I made my video, and it, like, popped off. It had a couple hundred thousand views. And I remember I was so hyped. And I had a biology test that night, and I didn't even study for it because I was so hyped. And I was just hooked.
Did you pass the test?
I think I barely did. I think I got, I passed it with, like, a C, even though I wanted, like, a B, but.
Okay, I mean, a C works.
It is what it is.
All right. Okay, great, Nathan, great. So, I mean, I know social media comes with a lot of great game and glory and a lot of attention. All right, you'll be getting a lot of nice comments, a lot of mean comments. Like, I mean, it's social media, of course. People will be mean, people will be dumb. So, all right, how do you deal with those mean comments that you'll be getting on social media?
I just never really cared, honestly. I mean, like, I just never cared. So, I always knew going to social media, it's social media. I don't feel like, for me, I don't believe in haters. Like, I don't believe anyone hates me. I don't believe anyone really hates anyone, especially if we've never met them. It's just social media where people, like, control, get a reaction. They usually say a comment to get a reaction from either you or the people watching your video. And that's really, and half of the time, they just probably comment because they're bored. So, I never took it to heart. I always, like, 90% of the comments that are so-called mean to people, I laugh at. Like when people roast my face, again, I use their jokes in my videos sometimes. So, for me, yeah, I've always been good on that. But I guess my whole life, from, like, the age of, like, freaking, who knows, you know, you always go in public, you got a bunch of kids staring at you, people, like, wondering why. You know, I've had kids when I was younger scream at me saying I'm a monster. So it's kind of made me like bulletproof, I guess. And it's just comes with social media. So you can't hide the fact that there's going to be hate, there's going to be negative comments. Like, I remember, like, I was going through my DMs and, like, no, like, it's like 5-year-old sent me a whole like essay hating on me, just saying, calling me ugly and stuff. And I was laughing the whole time. I was like, dog, go play your Legos. Like, are you that bored? Like, actually, I just make it, it's just fun. Any type of interaction is good interaction. I don't blame them.
Okay, I understand that. Okay. All right, got you. So you seem like a very cool person. Like, you seem cool, laid back, chill, fun to hang out with, and everything else like that. So I have a question about that. So who, like, inspires you to do that? Who inspires you most in your life?
Who inspires me most? I think for sure, I think a lot of people say, but for sure my whole family, you know, again, like I'm going to say a million times, my family's the reason who I am today, and seeing them believing in me from day one and showing and teaching me that I'm no different than anyone else gave me, like, the most inspiration to, like, you know, just, I want to put all their, like, hard work to good use, you know, because a lot of these parents nowadays, especially with a kid with a deformity, you know, it's very tricky to try to raise them, because I remember I was, around, I would say, like, my middle school time, I went to a camp with other kids with disabilities, and, you know, I look at these other kids, and they're so, like, much different than me. And I mean, like, personality-wise, you can tell they were really antisocial. I don't want to call them weird, because they're not weird, but for me, it wasn't what I was used to seeing. And that's because, you know, the parents were, and I don't blame the parents, they were trying to hide them from the world. But I think as a parent, your main job should be to prepare your kid for the world.
Right.
So seeing my parents, you know, I can only imagine when their reaction was. I remember they always tell me when I was born, everyone started crying because it's like, what do we do from here? So seeing them put trust in me, putting all this work, build my confidence, make me who I am today, really inspires me to use it the most I can.
Okay, got you. So before we leave today, which was like a whole entirely great episode, Like I really do like look like this is like one of my favorite episodes. Just like season two, I promise you, I mean, will be. Okay, so do you have a quote for everyone before we leave?
So my quote, and I always forget why I saw this quote, but it's always stuck in me forever. It's all, the quote is, it's not what you're given, but what you do about what you're given. Oh, no, my bad. It's not what you're given, it's what you do with what you're given. There you go.
Okay, got you. And why do you love that quote so much?
Because I kind of, it kind of just sums up my life, I guess, and I think anyone, in a negative situation, we can always, I think in a negative situation, all of us, you know, as humans, our first reaction is to complain about it and let it bring you down and hold you and prevent you. But really, every negative situation is meant to build you stronger and make a better version of yourself. So that situation that you're given, that, you know, obviously you can't control sometimes, you know, you can learn from it, you can build from it, and it ultimately just makes you a better person, which means, you know, it's about what you do. So stop complaining about what you're given. And do with what you're given.
Okay, I got that. I really do, because some people do up be complaining just for no
I mean,
reason.
yeah, it's normal. I think as humans, our first thing is always to do is like complain, and it's perfectly fine. But if you're still staying in like state of mind of complaining, you know, you're never gonna get anywhere. You know, you gotta, you know, you can complain for a little bit, but then you gotta flip the switch and be like, okay, now what? Now, and it goes back to my parents. You know, I was born. They ask God why me, why me, why me? But then right after they say, okay, so like, what do we do now? What's the next step?
Okay, I got you on that one. I really do. All right, so this, like I said, 19, this was a great episode, but sadly, that is all for today. I had so much fun filming this episode. It was like a bunch of new things going on here. So, also for the everyone who's in Hurricane Ida right now in Louisiana, in Tennessee, in Mississippi, in where else is it? I think it's Mississippi. It's a whole bunch of other states. Please stay strong, be there, and for anyone who has lost their houses and passed away in this horrible disaster, please stay strong. Please be you. Please do what you can. And if you can donate to anyone who's not having financial problems, please try your best to do that for others. So yeah, sadly, that's all for today. I had so much fun filming this episode of Problems of a Teenager podcast. Thank you all for joining us today, which is great because no one actually came to the live. But hello, studies here. But actually, no one came to the live, so that's great right now because I just wanted to post it and not have a live session, actually. But thanks for joining us today. Your answers were so amazing. I learned so much today about you, about your social media personnel, like Instagram, off Snapchat, off TikTok, off Twitter, and everything else that you use, even though you don't use Facebook, which is
Yeah,
great.
but
Doesn't use
that's
Facebook.
cool.
All right, but yeah, I learned a lot, and I think our teenagers did too. So make sure you follow us on Instagram and Facebook and everything else. Our Problems of a Teenager podcast with no spaces. Also go check us out on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Audible, Amazon Music, and more at Problems of a Teenager podcast. And it was such a good episode. Seriously, you guys. Thank you so much, Nathan. I'll probably call you right after this. But I hope you all have a great day. I hope you all stay strong. And I hope you all love season two, episode one, because a new episode is coming out next week. Bye bye.
Thank you, everyone.